Good morning again. Throughout Lent, we're going to be talking about our baptism. The water connects our baptismal vows and our call to let justice roll down like water. In our baptismal rituals, we take a special moment to repeat the precious name of the person being baptized. In a world that seems to be concerned with who's in and who's out, it is a radical endeavor to name each person as child of God, no matter what people say. This indeed is where love of others begins. Love for the self as God loves us. The early church was not uniform in its baptismal practices by any means, although things start to move toward more uniformity by the 4th century. But Jesus' baptism is consistently referenced as the reason for the development of the rituals handed on to us through the Christian ancestors. Although the ritual of speaking the name of the baptismal candidate is not mentioned heavily in the earliest historical documents about baptism, the idea that God's voice proclaimed Jesus as family, as beloved, in whom God was well pleased, is inherent to our focus this week, naming each one as a precious child of God. What shifts when we make the first move to extend love toward each other as God has extended this to us? And how are we called to be creators of justice? Well, I probably have more questions than answers on this one, but I do want to tell you about my friend's experience hearing this song we just sang. It was back in seminary at Boston University, and you know, this crazy thing about seminary is there's a lot of learning and not always a lot of faith. And so we went, and Mark Miller was there, and the creator of this song, and many songs we're singing throughout Lent. And he had worked with the choir, and it was a concert, but there was a lot of singing involved from the pews, not just from the choir. And so my friend said afterwards, that was the most beautiful thing, because this is what happened to me during that song. She said, when I first heard, "I am a child of God," I was thinking about those people, those other people who maybe were hurt by the church. And she thought, what a beautiful song for those people, the ones maybe who have been harmed or don't quite know yet that they're loved by God or that they're a child of God. But then as she sang the song and repeated the refrain, "I am a child of God," her thoughts shifted and she thought, oh my goodness, I'm a child of God too. This song is for me too. And she said that she cried and sang as she shifted her thoughts from this song is for others to this song is for me. I, even me, am a child of God. And so her experience just really touched my heart, and I wanted to share that with you because I hope when you sing it that you know that this song isn't for other people, those people. It's for you. You are a child of God. And this leads me to one of my favorite things that I love about the Methodist movement and John Wesley, which is prevenient grace, the grace that comes before. The grace that comes before we even know what God is. God loves us. God is grace-filled towards us. God forgives us because we don't yet know God. And this grace and love that comes before, this prevenient grace, it precedes our knowledge of God. And so when talking to recovering addicts or folks recovering from a medical concern, this prevenient grace really strikes them because they're like, wow, God loved me before I knew God, before I was ready to take Jesus as my Savior. God loved me then. God gave grace and forgiveness to me even then. Wow. So you and I, we are children of God. And just as our Romans text says, nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us. If we are children of God and loved by God, then all people are children of God. Not just the people sitting here. What are we going to do about this justice the Amos text commands of us? If God's love comes before, then what must we as Christians put out into this world so that we can be God's hands and feet for justice? What do we need to let go of during Lent that will bring us closer to God and closer to the understanding that every person is a child of God? Every person has worth, and we are called to be creators of justice out of God's love that comes through each one of us. But if we expect justice for ourselves, we must support it for others. And this is a quote from Patrick Lindsay. And so I may be asking you to go out of your comfort zone right now, but I'm going to ask you to turn to someone near you and find out their name if you don't know it yet, and tell them, whatever your name is, name, Angela, I'll go to you. Angela, you are a child of God. So let's take a moment and do this. Again, it might be out of your comfort zone, but let's tell each other we are a child of God.